neither good nor bad nor in between. We meddle in your affairs unseen. The few who to you choose to appear must be bold, lacking wits or fear. Now listen close as night usurps day to these tales from the Bluebell Cafe.
Wow. I can't believe we'd never come here before. It's really, really cute.
It would be a great place to study.
Yeah, sucks we didn't find it until now.
Hello. What can I get for you today?
Hi, can we please get 3 large caramel macchiatos, 1 with extra chocolate, 1 with soy milk, and 1 half-calf double shot with almond milk, extra chocolate and caramel, and no whipped cream, please?
You sure know your coffee. I don't think I've ever gotten such a specific order, and I've been a barista for a long time.
Sorry, I know it's pretty complicated. I could just get a regular macchiato instead.
No, it's no problem to make it. I was just impressed how detailed it was. You experiment a lot to figure out what you like?
Not really. It's my mom's favorite order, so I just kind of stole it from her.
You've never tried anything else?
No, I already know I like this one.
You've got a point there. What about you two? Anything else for today?
No, thanks.
All right, then. Your total will be 16-18.
I got this, guys.
Carmen, you're always paying. Let me get this.
Actually, Marco, it's my turn to pay.
It is? Sorry, Amelia's paying? So you can add 3 muffins, this sandwich, the one with egg, and...
Just the coffees, please.
Does this happen every time you guys go out?
This is a special occasion. It's the last coffee run of our high school careers.
Graduating, huh? Know what you guys are doing afterwards?
Yeah, our friend Kyle's having a party at his place.
I was thinking more of long-term plans, like college or jobs, but that sounds fun too.
Oh, I'm just living in the now, going with the flow.
Aren't you planning to be a doctor?
Yeah, but right now I'm just gonna enjoy graduation.
Well, as for me, I want to be a lawyer. But I'm not quite sure what to major in yet.
I used to want to be a lawyer.
Oh, really? Well, what changed your mind?
Well, I had to take over the cafe. It's a family business. I just didn't have the time. Or money.
Yeah, I'm totally not looking forward to the debt.
And what about you? Carmen, right?
Right. I'm taking a gap year. I don't really know what I want to do yet.
That's understandable. It's a lot to ask for you to know what to do for the rest of your lives at such a young age. Your life is short, but not that short. Anyway, are you two going to colleges nearby?
Actually, I'll be going to school in New York.
And I'll be in England.
Wow. You guys are going far.
It's the first time we'll be apart since middle school.
Well, yeah, but we'll still be able to talk to each other.
Yeah, that's what phones are for.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on graduating. Here's your coffee. Let me know if you need anything else.
Thank you.
So, which one of you is driving to Kyle's?
What about you? Why has it got to be one of us?
Come on, Em. You know I'm not going to stay sober enough to drive us back.
I can drive.
No. You're always driving us, Carmen. Marco should drive.
It's okay. I'd like to be able to remember our last high school party.
Well, to each their own.
Besides, Marco can make up for it during the summer.
Sure.
Actually
what?
I won't be here this summer.
What? Why not?
I got accepted into a program that allows incoming freshmen to start their classes early.
Dude, that's great.
Thanks, Marco.
But this is our last summer together.
No, it's not. We'll still see each other next summer, and then the one after that.
You know what I mean. It won't be the same after you've gone to college.
Yes, it will.
No, it won't. You'll be taking classes and meeting new people. And I'll be working all the time. In the same town I've always lived in. We'll be different.
That doesn't mean we can't hang out every break.
It might. Maybe you won't want to come back here.
Why not?
Well, you'll have cool new college friends by then. What if you'd rather spend time with them?
That's not going to happen.
You don't know that.
The only way to find out is for us to go to college and see if we want to come back during breaks.
Marco! Of course we would want to come back.
We don't know that. Carmen has a point.
No, she doesn't.
Look, if we want to be realistic here, we have to admit there's a chance we might grow apart.
Did you call me?
Where did you come from?
No, sorry. We didn't call you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I must have misheard you. Well, is there anything else you need help with, or...
No.
Could you tell us what going to college is like?
College? Oh, well, it was fun. Lots of parties. You know, typical college experience.
Well, did you keep...
Amelia, don't bother her.
Did you keep in touch with your high school friends?
Well, I never really had close friends. Are you worried about losing touch? Because...
Wait, are you serious?
Excuse me?
You never had friends close enough to keep in touch with?
No. Not that I didn't have friends, of course. I just didn't have any I would consider close.
Well, what about now?
I don't follow.
What Marco means is, do you currently have any close friends?
I suppose not.
Don't you ever get lonely?
Not really. Plenty of customers come here, so I'm always meeting new people.
Well, yeah, but that's not the same as having friends who know you. Your customers probably don't know personal things about you, like your favorite color, or your favorite movie, or even your name. Wait, why aren't you wearing a name tag?
I don't know. It just never seemed important.
What is your name?
Jules.
Nice to meet you, Jules.
Thanks. I'm sorry. I just realized I have to go, count some inventory.
Oh, right. Sorry about that. Carmen was right. I shouldn't have bothered you with this.
No. It's no problem. I'm happy to help. Do you need anything else?
No, thanks. We're good.
Great. I will be in the back. Just yell if you need me.
Carmen.
Leave it, Marco.
This is something we need to talk about.
Well, it doesn't have to be now.
It's okay. Marco's right. I've just been feeling bad because you guys are going off and starting your adult lives, and I'm just staying.
What are you talking about? You're going to work full time. You're the only one who's really doing adult things out of all of us.
You know what I mean. You two have your whole careers planned out. 10 years from now, you'll be a doctor, and you'll be a lawyer, and I might still be stuck here, folding clothes and cleaning out dressing rooms.
Hey. It's okay to not have it all figured out. And any one of our plans might change along the way. Things happen.
I know. It's just, I'm more worried about you guys not having time for us anymore. You're going off to big city colleges and meeting exciting new people. Why would you want to come back here and eat crappy diner food with me in the town you've lived in for 18 years?
Well, my parents get mad if I'm not here for holidays, so I'll have to come back.
Marco!
What? I'm not going to say something corny about how there's only one of you, Carmen, or something like that.
But it's true.
It's also cliché.
It does make me feel better, knowing he has to come back anyway.
Well, I want you to know that I will come back for you. Not just my family, but for you.
Thanks, Em.
Why don't we just set a date now? Every break, we'll set a day or a weekend during the next break when we'll for sure meet up, no matter what.
Wow, Marco, calm down. It almost sounds like you enjoy hanging out with us.
I enjoy the free rides.
When are your breaks?
Ooh, planning for breaks. Let me check the school's calendar.
Ah, the first time saying my name in 100 years, and it's to some random kids. Maybe they're right. Maybe I do need some friends.
Remember, Jules, you can't get too close to people.
But I can't get too close to people.
We were just playing hide and seek.
I know, but I just want you to be careful so you don't get hurt.
I wasn't even running!
Not that kind of hurt, sweetie. Emotional hurt.
Like when Mom left?
Yes, like that.
Why would I get hurt?
Jules, you are different from everybody else in the world.
I'm special?
Very special. But some other people might be jealous that you're special and treat you differently, maybe even badly because of it.
I can just use my magic to make them be nice to me.
Jules, I told you, using magic on other people is bad.
Not if I make people do good things.
It's still bad to make people do things if they don't want to do them.
What if I only help them do the things they already want to do?
This isn't a negotiation about when you can use magic. I just want you to be safe. So you can't tell any humans you're magic. And you can't tell magic people you're human. Okay?
What about my friends?
It's too dangerous for you to have close friends. But you have me.
Stop!
Thank you!
You're leaving? You don't need anything else?
We're good. Thanks.
Did you forget something?
No, I actually had a quick question.
Shoot.
Do you happen to have any job openings? I'll be sticking around, you know. And you seem like a really cool person to work with. I think we could be friends.
Thanks for your interest, but I'm sorry. We're fully staffed at the moment.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll still see you around, right?
Maybe.
Last Call at Bluebell Cafe is a Goose Thunder production. If you enjoyed our show, please support us by subscribing to us through your preferred podcasting app, following us on social media, or checking our website, which is linked in the episode description. Episode 5, Single Origin, was written and directed by Kiana Triana, with script edits by David Wu, sound editing by Kiana Triana, and music by Damon Wallace. This episode featured Devin T. Lever as the barista, Jonah Loon as Carmen and Young Jules, Rhea Ann as Amelia, Joe Noir as Marco, and Damian Gray as the barista's father. We'll be back next week with a new tale from Bluebell Cafe in episode 6, Cold Drip. Thank you for listening.